The second is to learn how to diagnose malignant messianic narcissism and thereby identify and counter dangerous leaders before they threaten the world.
Yes, this is crucial. Yeah, this is a matter of public education. Mm-hmm. We include in publication common things just in grade school that are necessary to know on how to survive in this world. As you get more advanced, then, the capacity to recognize and identify this psychopathology parading as some politician. If people are attuned and aware of this, they begin to recognize it early in the game, not after they've established the Gestapo or the AGPU, not after they've killed off all the best generals, not after they've exterminated all the intellectuals, not after they've exported all the Jews out of Germany, not after they've sacrificed all kinds of things in their society. Then, belatedly, oh boy, did we ever make a mistake. Death of 10 million. It takes the death of 10 million people before people begin to wonder, gee, I wonder if we made the right decision.
Yeah.
All right, so that's one thing that an oligarchic council does, is to make people aware in the diplomatic world of what it is you're dealing with. You hear silly propositions right now, you know, if we're sweet and nice to them, they'll love us. You know, that's ridiculous. We calibrate that right now, you'll get no.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sweet and soft and cushy, that malignant kind of pseudo-masculinity hates the feminine.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking from the feminine
mm-hmm.
to a consciousness that hates the feminine. You calibrate the position of women and children in those repressive totalitarian cultures. They're about the level of dogs.
Mm.
You know that they treat dogs on exactly the same level as women and children. They're not allowed to own anything, go out in public, go anywhere, be anything. So to survive them, there has to be a means to recognize and diagnose malignant messianic narcissism before it's out of hand. Because once they've killed off all the intellectuals, all the people who are capable of recognizing it, it's too late. The cost of not being able to recognize and diagnose malignant messianic narcissism costs 100 million lives in the last century. In my lifetime, cost 100 million lives.
Mm-hmm.
In my lifetime, 100 million people went to their deaths for this one single ignorance, and it's so easy to diagnose. Okay. So you also have to identify dangerously fallacious ideologic trends before they become epidemics.
And that's the third.
Mm-hmm. That's the third one, yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That is because fallacy masquerades as truth. And the naive mind, and especially the ego mind, is unable to discern truth from falsehood. So that which can be sold as plausible, it's sold as chic, superior, and elite. And it's brought down the calibration level of the integrity of academia. And now you see academics saying things that are so outrageous that even a grade school child wouldn't believe such a thing, so, and taking it seriously. So we have a different syndrome, you see, and that is the distortion of truth to subserve egoistic ends. The philosophies of recent philosophies, and we trace them in the book, we calibrate all the most prominent philosophers who promulgate the various versions of relativism, you see. And what you end up is with the distorted hermeneutics of relativistic epistemology.
See? That sounds simple.
Yeah, that means how to distort truth in such a way that you're like Alice in Wonderland and you say, well, the thing means what I mean it to mean. Doesn't mean what it means in the dictionary. So let's take it to its extreme. You have freedom of speech, okay. Now you can say, well, speech is also expression. So speech means expression. It means you can do anything you want, anywhere, and anytime you want. When does speech stop being speech?
Mm-hmm.
So if we interpret speech means expression, then expression is action. And therefore, the Ku Klux Klan is quite legal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So is sedition. So is treason. So why not assassination? Oh, because there you hurt somebody else. All right, is that the only line between truth and falsehood? You can do, say, behave in any way so long as it doesn't injure somebody else physically. That brings us down to the very lowest dimension. That's lower than primitive tribes. Mm-hmm. Primitive tribes mm-hmm. operate at a much higher level of moral integrity, social responsibility, than whether or not your behavior is going to cause an actual physical energy, you know. Mm. So anyway, an oligarchic council identifies this trend. See, by calibrating levels of consciousness, you can calibrate the energy of these various philosophies. You see, they're gaining hold. The consequence of the perpetrators and supporters of relativism linking up with fascist theocracies in the far right are sufficient to destroy this civilization we call America. Mm-hmm. Now, calibrate that. So it's the combination of those two, yes. By what means? By means of iteration, nonlinear dynamics. One principle is sensitive dependence on initial conditions. If you have a defect in the 26th decimal point, which occurred in one of the most famous computers of recent times, well, you say, oh, the 26th decimal point. But by iteration, meaning by pushing that key tens of millions of times, you can bring down an entire building. The combination of those two together, I'll tell you as a member of the Oligarch Advisory Council, honorary self-appointed member, is sufficient to bring down our society, mm-hmm. the apologists and defenders of non-integrity. So before they become epidemic, the Oligarchic Council would spot this.